Revival is breaking out. Revival among the youth. Revival, awakening among the parents. Marta Silva has been called by God to wake up the parents. Wake up the parents. So she goes door to door, hires a room, perhaps a school works with her, and has parent meetings, and tells her parents what's going on with their kids, how their children are hurting, and what they can do about it. She talks about why the authority has been muted. The parents' authority, the church's authority. And of course, she simply talks to young people. She tells a story about talking to one high schooler who told her no, he worshipped Satan, and it was only 1 week later that he came back to her meeting and gave his life to Christ. So you'll want to hear what Marta has to say. You'll have to listen very closely because we did have a lot of technical difficulties. I gave this to my best editor. We did our very best to make the waveform as big. This is as good as we could get it. Listen closely, and at the end of the cast, I'll repeat Marta's email. This is the Great Shalom broadcast proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. So welcome, Marta Silva. I have a wonderful guest here today named Marta Silva, who is awakening parents and part of the great revival of youth that is coming. Welcome, Marta.
Thank you so much. I am honored to be here.
It's an honor to have you. Now, I met Marta at Ashland Pentecostal Tabernacle and Campground in Ashland, Virginia, and we were just worshipers there, but it's always great to meet fellow worker in the Lord. So tell us about your project. You were so excited about waking up parents, and I so see the need for that. What are you telling parents?
Yes, it is thanks for sharing. It's amazing how the Lord orchestrated for us to meet, and praise be to Jesus. So He's the one, it is the Lord who showed me to do gatherings for awakening parents. Awakening the parents to know the emerging times that happen with the youth, things that could happen. And so it is God's call to them to wake them up, to become aware of the times, aware of the urgent times, and for them to understand what He wants done, why the authority has been lost to many as parents, and why some of the authority have been lost as believers. So it is waking them up to understand and to see and how to act.
Okay.
I remember that the first flyer that they had me send, it went house by house around the neighborhood. It was the Lord saying was again to waken them up, so they become aware what are the youth facing.
Tell us some examples of what kind of things that the youth are facing that the parents don't know.
I would love to share, because that's the fire that He placed in me. Before, I want to mention two things that he showed me that's important. There were two things that He wants His people to know, the parents, as believers and as parents, right?
Mm-hmm.
For them to know, for them to hear what God is speaking, the Lord is calling them first. There are two groups. First, they have to return to the first love, to the parents. It's an awakening them to remember who Jesus is, and to return to Him speedily. To the first love, to that fire, that passion for the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's in that place of intimacy with the Lord that they can hear what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So they can understand what the Lord is speaking. So they can follow what the Lord is saying. Amen. Not the flesh, but what God is speaking is so important, is very important.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord has shown me that it was a group that have fallen away from Him out of love, and He was going in this meeting, He's waking them up to return to the Lord. The power of the Spirit is causing that awakening, that hunger, that thirst, as they cry to the Lord. And also, those that have never known the Lord, that never know Jesus, never had a relationship with the Lord, then the Lord also in these meetings is again doing the waking up. It's a spiritual awakening.
Mm-hmm. And how...
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was going to ask how you started. How did this come about?
How did it happen?
Yes, how did you first hear? What were you thinking? When did this came to you?
Oh, yes. It was in August 2017 when he had shown me that now was the time. But it was in 2012, April 2012, that he gave me the vision.
Hmm.
But it happened when he said, go, 2017. I rented the school, either the classroom, a gym, cafeteria, or the stadium, as the Lord leads, where He wants it done.
Mm-hmm.
And I go around the neighborhood house by house and invite people, and also using the time to present the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yes, and it's in that place, once we're there, it is interceding and pulling down the strongholds in that, whatever stronghold is in that area, whatever, however the Lord reveals to us what's happening in that town or city or neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, if it's okay with you, Sharon, because you asked me what's going on with the youth. What's
yes.
happening? Most do not know the Lord. They have not, they are, there's a lot of hurting, there's a lot of depression, loss, confusion, anxiety, confused with their gender. They don't even know. Like, I was at one of the colleges ministering, and they you can, as you see them walking, they look like wounded soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart wept when I saw that. It's as if, for example, if we see a little baby, on the street, we're not going to walk and just leave the baby.
Mm-hmm.
So we as parents had to repent, because we as parents did not for a time do what the Lord said. We are the one called to nurture. The youth teenagers are like babies. They need us more than ever. We can't expect for them to do it on their own. They need our guidance. They need us to pray, to intercede, to seek the Lord to understand what are they going through.
Mm-hmm.
To seek the Lord's instruction, how do I minister to my son or to my daughter? What is it that they need? Where are they? So that I can listen to the Lord, listen to them individually, and from that place, I speak the word of life,
mm-hmm.
the word that the Lord has.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think of many of the older generation, the grandparent generation, we tend to assume that things are like they always were, and when our grandchildren are not like we expect, then we're bewildered, and then maybe as parents, we get so busy, we don't see what's going on. But so you have a plan there to first, the adults repent and get close to the Lord and their first love, and then they listen to the youth, and then they listen to God to what to respond. Is that right?
Yes. When the parents come, and the word, if I clearly, yes, it is bringing the parents first to become aware of where they have fallen.
Mm-hmm.
Repent. They have to be repentant. This is one of the words in one of the first meeting, the second meeting, another high school. The Lord said, because you have forsaken me, you have gone backward. He took me to Jeremiah 14 and Jeremiah 15. And then the Lord said, to look at him. He said, look to me and be saved. Look to me and be saved. It is really urgent And at the same time, in the same meeting, the Lord, it is empowering them as they repent, as they become aware of what they have stolen, because Jesus already paid the price. And then they're awakened to remember who they are in Christ, the parents. Once, it's like the same with the children. Once they become aware who they are through Jesus Christ, then they're empowered now. They know now how to use the sword of the Holy Spirit. They know how to stand by thanksgiving, praise, and worship, as they from that place of intimacy, now they're speaking the words of life to their children, to sons and daughters. But it's got to start with us, the parents or grandparents, are in that place of repentance and returning to the Lord with all our heart. The Lord is really is like he's had enough of a hypocrisy, and he will not accept that. He will not accept it, and he knows that. And that the high price has been paid for already. He's waking us up in his love and mercy, because he's a faithful God. He is so awesome, the Lord Jesus. And if we are blessed to know him, we are blessed that we have, he's given us faith to believe that he is the Son of God. He chose us to believe that who he is. What an honor. Mm-hmm. So I want to encourage the parents and grandparents and the adults that are taking care of children of all ages, teenagers, young adults. You have the words of life in you. Fear not and speak those words of life. Let there be a release of those words that are already in you, because it is Christ already inside of you. This is our time, and this generation is waiting to see us in love with the Lord, walking with the Lord, knowing the Lord, and taking over this place, the land that he's given us. He commanded us to go and preach the gospel. We have to be the example that the youth see. We have to walk in that love. We have to walk in the humility and also in the authority of the Lord Jesus. We got to go. We have to be on the street. We got to pray for our pastors. And we, their parents, we got to pray around the school, pray around the neighborhood, and speak about the Lord. We have to share what Jesus has done. We have to reach out. Oh, Sharon, we have to reach out to these children. When I say children, I see teenagers as children, because spiritually they're most are lost. And you know what's beautiful? There's a great harvest. Wherever I go on the street daily, salvation happens, because they're hungry for truth, but they don't know what truth is. Mm-hmm. And we have the truth.
Yes. Well, tell us a story. How does that look? Tell us testimony of a young person being hungry and a harvest coming in.
Yes, Sharon, I apologize. Can you say that again?
So I'm saying, please tell us a story of being on the street or talking with a young person and finding them hungry. I think it's really good for my listeners to have a picture that this does really happen, that they really are hungry.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, I would love to. Yes, there's so many testimonies. Jesus, thank you. Weeks ago, maybe this young man that got saved last week, and how he got saved was, I was just, you know, at 2:10 the bell rings for high school. So that's the time when I go and you see hundreds of teenagers walking. It's such a great harvest. So I just go and approach them and talk to them at the bus stop and pray one-on-one. And in one of the houses that I was walking, I saw a young man about a month or so, or maybe more ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. And this young man, when I spoke a word of life over him, by him, he ran inside his house. I knew there was something was bound and that he needed to be delivered. And then I prayed, interceded from outside as I walked in the neighborhood. And then again, I saw him again, and I released a word of life to him in the name of Jesus. And then last week, he was sitting outside again, and he came to me, he smiled, and I presented the gospel, what Jesus did for him, how he shed his blood for him, and he got saved.
Wow.
And that day he rejoiced. Then the teenage, his house is in a major intersection, where there's a lot of traffic in the school, across his house. So prayed for them, and I asked them, do you want the Savior right now? And the three of them said, yes.
Praise God.
One of the colleges, I asked permission to get a table, and freely they gave me a table, and I put a table with some Bibles that I get. I just get these Bibles at a thrift store, and I put a big sign where it says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And I was standing there for 4 hours praying and just speaking life to the students as they're walking, and the miracles started happening. Salvation happened. A group that used to worship Satan, this young man that said, no, I worship Satan, he came back. A week after, and he received Jesus.
1 week.
And he's the Lord, and he asked me for a Bible.
Oh, praise God. Praise God.
Yes.
So just personal witness, they're willing to talk to you, and here's one who said he worshiped Satan, and then in 1 week he came back to find the Lord.
Remember when the Lord said his word would not return void?
Yes.
The word of God, that's exactly why he ascended to you. The word that he heard during that week, we were praying, interceding for him also. Mm-hmm. And that word, finally the Lord he broke through.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord gave the increase, our prayer session.
Mm-hmm. Praying and going both, yes, yes. And so you also have meetings, you're having meetings, you rent places and invite the parents out. So tell us about that work. Oh, so I also know, besides your personal witnessing, where you go out and speak to the children, you're also having meetings for the parents. You engage a place and invite parents. Tell us about that. Okay. Praise God. So, is this only in your state? What state are you in?
In Maryland.
Okay. So, what do you think other people who are excited by this, what do you think they should do? So, what do you think that parents who are excited by this, what should they do? Should they call you or should they replicate this? What do you think? What would be your recommendation?
Obedience to the Lord, that's what's precious to whatever the Lord says, and he's telling us now is the time. So yes, Sharon, I would say go for it. Go get a group of parents, pray around the school, get rent a place in the school. And there were times when even outside, when I wasn't able to get the school, two times it happened, we just met outside. We met outside the school and we prayed and we interceded.
Mm-hmm.
And then go around the neighborhood. We have to preach the gospel. We cannot be ashamed of the gospel. We have to preach. There's power. It is Jesus who gave us eternal life, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in such awesome times that we just celebrated Easter when he rose from death and
yes.
gave us victory. We are the bride. And you know, I had a vision. Sharon, I apologize if I'm speaking so fast. I there's such fire that the Lord has placed inside that's burning. And we can't waste time. All I can say, we have authority and power in the name of Jesus that he himself gave us as the bride.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us authority and power to go in his name. And he said, over the power, we have power over the enemy, and no harm will come to us. We are the kings and priests of the Lord. Hallelujah. We're the ones called by the Lord to do his greater works. And we got to start in our own home. And from our own home, then we go out. Let us go out. I think we have been fucking up too much already inside. We got to go out. We got to go on the street. Let's take the whole church out there to present the gospel, talk about the love of Jesus, how he paid for our sins, how it is already finished, and he's given us victory. And these young people, they have a great purpose. I declare that they are the generation that are after the Lord. They serve the Lord because they love the Lord. They know the Lord. And we have to repent of speaking negative things about them. We are called to help them, to lift them up and build them up on truth. And whose truth? Jesus. It's so simple. And let us be careful. I heard a warning of the Lord to many. Let us be careful that when we invite them to the church, it is not to put religion on them, but it's to love them the way Jesus has loved us. To love them.
Mm-hmm.
And be patient. Patient as the Lord has been patient with us. As the Lord has been merciful with us. This is where he's been gracious to us. So we must be with them and understand them and love them. And yes, we correct them with love, not beating them up, but with love, with the word, and in prayers and fast. We must fast and pray and seek the faith of our Savior, who's about to come, who's about to do something in this land. And repentance, I cannot say enough, repentance. Away from the things of the world. There's been such a deceiving spirit that has deceived many Christians. No, we say no more in the name of Jesus. The bride is awakened. The bride of Christ is moving forward and up with holy wheels in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We are waking up this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be God. Yes. So now is the time. The kids are hurting, and you can engage them in loving conversation, and they know you love them if you listen to them. But if you expect them to fit into the old religious structures, that typically doesn't work. That's what you're saying. Okay, would you like to give a contact information if people want more information? Maybe they're close to you and they want you to come out to meetings, or if they want information, they feel like they're a little bit lost about how to make the meetings but want to. Would you like to give contact info?
Yes, sure, of course. Everybody's welcome. This is the Lord's work. This is the bride's work. Yes, I can give my cell phone number in my email.
Okay.
My phone number is 301-275-2233. You can call me or text me. And I let them know every month where I am, where the Lord is sending me. And also, my email is fishers-christ@hotmail.com. I'll spell it. Fishers, like fishing, fisherschrist@hotmail.com.
Okay. Okay, I think so. And I'll write it. And also, so you don't have a website. Not yet.
I spend most of the time on the street.
Yes, well, bless you. Maybe that's the right thing to do. Okay, well, we just thank you so much. I think you've said it all just so well that now is the time. The kids are hurting. And I think it's really wonderful wisdom that you spoke. We need to not speak against that generation, but decree this is the generation of the great revival, or turning to the Lord. So, amen. Any final words? Oh, yes.
You and all that are listening, when I say I, it's Holy Spirit in me. We know it's the Lord. Mm-hmm. In the name of the Lord, be blessed. I bless you. And I speak life to everyone that would listen in the name of Jesus, that life of Christ is just touching you. And whatever, any parents that were going through hard times or they were hurt by their own children, just forgive them. So we receive that grace to forgive. And that love of Jesus that's being poured on you right now, those rivers of love are touching you, and He's healing you, and you're being restored right now to the position that He already gave you, that is already yours. So rejoice and be glad and arise, daughter of Zion, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Marta Silva, fishing for the young generation and helping parents to wake up. So thank you so much. And amen. All right. Yes, so we've got enough. Okay, as promised, you can email Marta at fishers-christ@hotmail.com. And please come to our website, www.greatshalom.org. Notice it did not take sophisticated anything to start this revival. It's been going on now for a couple of years in the Northeast where Marta lives, door-to-door witnessing, calling parents together to have a talk, and just having chats with young people. The revival is starting. Be in on it, because you don't want to be in this society without it, right? You want your children saved, your grandchildren saved, and all of their friends, and all of the people that they're going to work with, and all of the people who are going to be in this nation. We need to get mobilized, and you can do it. Marta is leading the way. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom Broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.